flash flooding triggered by heavy rainfall has claimed 20 lives in the Nuristan province in eastern Afghanistan. Around 80 people have been injured and a further 100 remain missing. Spokesperson for Afghanistan National Disaster Management Authority, Yusuf Hamad, says search and rescue operations have been launched, including efforts to recover the bodies of victims, rescue the injured, and search for those missing. He and his wife, Celia Flores, have pleaded not guilty to charges they worked with drug traffickers to smuggle large quantities of drugs into the United States over several decades. The pair remain in custody in the United States while they await trial, with no court date yet set. And in sport, former Socceroos captain Paul Wade says he has been diagnosed with probable CTE, a brain disease linked to repeated blows to the head. The diagnosis has renewed calls for children under 12 to be banned from heading the ball. Wade says he is experiencing mood swings and memory loss, which are common symptoms of the disease. The 62-year-old played 84 games for Australia and says his diagnosis was upgraded after further neurological tests and specialist assessment. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Hannah Hodson.